Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of the Confident Podcast, where we talk about mental health at a godly level with your host, Miss Emily Dell. So this is part two of how we deal with change, how we cope with change, however you want to look at it, right? But we're talking about change and, you know, kind of my experience, you know, how I've gone through it, how we have to look at change, how we're supposed to, you know, kind of shift that mentality to understand how change works and, you know, how to deal with the moments in our lives that bring change. So in the first part, if you haven't watched it, please stop and go ahead and watch it because it's very important that you watch that first part. Because what we talked about was, I kind of gave you guys a little background of, you know, how I've coped with, you know, change, you know, how change has been in my life, how change has impacted my life. And I also explained how change can be good or bad, right? But if we are with God, change will always end up being good. Because maybe change is bad in itself, but whatever we get as a result of that change will be good because we trust in the Lord. Because the Lord says in the Bible that everything that they use against you, I will use it for you. Okay, so I just want you to keep that in mind. And now this is going to be a very quick second episode because all we're going to be talking about is just some Bible verses that allow us to cope with change, right? These are 25 reassuring Bible verses about change to help you cope. And if you want to check these out, I will have them in the description below so you can read them and go ahead and just keep that in the back of your mind if you ever need help, if you ever need to remind yourself. Okay, so the first one we're going to start with is 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there, obviously, because I kind of just told you. But actually, before we get started with it was good that I told you to find the 2 Corinthians 5:17, because now I kind of give you guys time to kind of get to the first Bible verse before we even get started. So, yeah. So I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. And before we read it, I do want to pray. So if you found it, if you're good to go, let's pray really quick and then we'll read it. So wherever you are, if you can, please lift up your hands, close your eyes, you know, do whatever you can to show vulnerability and show respect to the Lord. Obviously, if you can't, because obviously you're driving or something, then please don't. I don't want you to die now. So let's pray. So wherever you are, please lift up your hands, close your eyes if you can, so on and so forth, and kneel down if you can. So God, we come into your presence. Well, we continue in your presence because we were in your presence 5 seconds ago. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for being with us every single day. We thank you for loving us. We thank you because change is something very valuable and important, my God, that you have allowed us to experience. Thank you, my God, for allowing us to understand the good change and the bad change. And thank you, my God, for allowing us to be able to understand that even when we experience bad change, that you will be there because what they use against us, you will use it for us. So we thank you, my Lord, for that. We thank you, my Lord, for your glory. We thank you for being there with us every single day. We thank you, my God, because your presence is with us and you have not abandoned us, my Lord. Thank you, my God, because you are our rock. You are the one that does not change. You are the one, my God, that is perfect always. And we thank you for that, my God. Thank you, my Lord, for not changing your ideas. Thank you, my God, for not changing, my Lord, as you are perfect the way you are. Thank you, my Jesus, for allowing us to understand that we are also made in your beautiful image, my God, so that we may understand that even if change comes, we are still created by the perfect Father, the perfect King, the one and only you, my Jesus. We thank you, my Lord, for your glory. We thank you for being there with us every single day. And we cover this prayer. We cover our lives, our thoughts, our dreams, our passions, our mental health, our hearts, and just everything that is good, our families, our friends, and just everything that is good, my Lord, with your bloody holy armor and your oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God, amen, amen, and amen. That was so powerful. So going back to 2 Corinthians 5:17, hopefully you had enough time to find it. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. That is to reassure you. That is to tell you, hey, It is good that you're going through change, because now the old is gone and the new is here, because you have been made new in Christ. And for new believers, you have to understand this, because it's so powerful, especially for new believers, because they're like, oh my gosh, so many things are changing. Why? Well, it's good that things are changing, because now you're growing in Christ. You're becoming a new person, and this new person is being transformed by the love of God and the power of the Lord. And that's what you need to reminisce in, and that's what you need to focus on. So now let's go to 2 Peter 2:9. I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. And while you're getting there, I'm gonna keep on elaborating on that previous verse, okay? And again, just remember, we are a creation of Christ. We are a creation of the one and only, right? So keep that in mind, remember that. All right. And if you remember that, you'll understand that God is powerful. God is good. God is merciful. God loves us. Okay. And now that we are new, maybe you're a new believer, that's how you're becoming the new, you're growing. And as a Christian that's been a Christian for 8 years, I can tell you, I am still growing every single day. There's still moments, there's still parts of my life that need a lot of growth, and there's parts that don't need that much growth, or maybe there's always room for improvement, and that's applicable to anyone, to everything. And because there is room for improvement, we need change, because we need to grow, and we need to grow, and we need to grow, because the old is gone and the new is here, and the new is good, and we have to understand that the new is good. Okay, so now 2 Peter 2:9, hopefully you're there. It says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Excuse me. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Now, this is super important. You're like, wait, what does that have to do with change? Let me explain. You're probably like, why did I lose that relationship? Romantic relationship specifically here. It could be friendship or whatever, but it's just for the example. Like, why did I lose that person? Why did they leave me? You know, I feel so terrible. I mean, they pretty much hurt me a lot, and they, like, you know, made me feel like crap. But still, you know, they were the ones that left me and abandoned me and whatever, whatnot. Okay? Why can't I just find somebody that loves me, that cares for me, and doesn't treat me wrongfully? Well, this verse is telling you that you want that change, because you want that change. You're literally right in that moment, you're asking for that change. But you can't have change if you don't have growth. Okay, change can bring growth, but growth can also bring change. So you have to understand that. And the only way you're gonna get the love of your life is the moment that you're more mature, the moment that you grow more. And I can tell you this, there's still areas in my life that I gotta fix, not just romantically, but like in all areas, okay? And maybe that's not why, maybe that's why I'm not maybe some in part of my area that I thought I'd be in already. Or maybe I'm more than I already thought, because I changed so much. Because I allowed change in my life. I allowed growth to change me, and change to give me growth. Okay? And again, maybe why are you in that situation? Because you didn't say, I'm gonna leave this person because I can't allow you to keep on demeaning me. I can't allow you to keep on hurting me, because I know God has something better for me. That's when that change comes in, and that right person just comes in and is like, hey, what's good? Okay? That's how it works. When we understand how to say no, when we understand how to grow, how to grow for the change, and how to use a change for the growth. That is how we grow in life. That's how we become better human beings. And what God's telling you here is, the Lord is not slow. God's not slow in giving you your future husband, your future wife, or a good friend, or whatever. No. That prayer that you're asking for, what God wants is for you to understand that concept. That growth brings change, and change brings growth, okay? And the moment that you understand that, you'll understand that God's actually the one that's patient with you. You're not the one that's patient with God. God's the one that's patient with you, because he wants to give you everything like this, but he needs to wait for you to grow so that he can bring the change. And for the change that was already put in your life to bring you that growth, then that growth that you got from that change, you can apply it so that you can have the change for good. That's how it works. And that's what 2 Peter 2:9 is reassuring you. Now let's read, I can never say this. Oh my gosh. We're gonna bring Siri up in here just to say it. Cause she just says it's so amazing. Oh my gosh, okay.
Ecclesiastes.
There we go. Ecclesiastes. Why does it say it like that? It's so weird. Ecclesiastes 3:1. And I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. But let's go. Let's go. We only got all day for this. So Ecclesiastes 3:1. That's so funny. I'm playing the name. I'm sorry. It's just funny the way it says it.
Ecclesiastes.
Okay. Ecclesiastes 3:1. And it reads, there's a time for everything. There's a time, this is gonna make me cry. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. There's a time for everything. Why are you stressing out? Why are you saying, why is this change coming to my life? There is a time for everything. There's a time for you to rest. And I have to remind myself of that. Workaholism. If you haven't seen that, go and listen to it because very, 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 very important episodes. Very important. Okay? There's a time for everything. There's a time for rest. There's a time to work. There's a time to breathe. There's a time to look. There's a time to love. There's a time for everything. And a season for every activity under the heavens. Exactly. So if this change came into your life that I'm forcing you to rest, this is your time to rest. This is the season for you to stop doing everything and calm down. That's what that means. And that relates so much with change because there is a time for everything. Even if change comes now, even if this change comes now, that doesn't mean that it's gonna, that doesn't mean, right, for example, I spent 5 months not knowing where I was gonna go, what I was gonna do, and I left something with faith. I left somewhere with faith and I ended up being much better because I had faith in God. Now don't leave your job without having faith in God because that's not gonna work out. Okay, you need to have that faith in God so that you can be able to go and prosper and so on and so forth. And you have to make sure that God told you to leave, because if he didn't tell you to leave, then you're sinning. Because God, and why are you sinning? Because God did not say that you should do that, because that was gonna bring you pain and it's gonna affect you negatively. But if you're with God, okay, and God told you to leave that place, and now you're kind of resting, and you're kind of like, I don't know where I'm gonna go. I don't know what I'm gonna do, but God, I'm trusting in you. There is a time for everything. And that time for me was a time of rest. That time for me was time to recognize, to reflect, to understand where am I gonna go, to understand that God has something better for me. And that was what that time was. And then after those 5 months, I was, you know, another time in my life, another period in my life where I understood something new, where I lived something new, and I have grown. Okay? So I just want you to remember that. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. Okay? Now let's go to Deuteronomy 31:6. I think that's how you say it. Sorry, y'all. I read my Bible in Spanish. I've been reading in Spanish for eight years. Let's see. I can't even spell it right. I can spell it in Spanish.
Deuteronomy.
That's how you say it. Okay. Deuteronomy. Guys, English is not my first language.
Deuteronomy.
Is it Deuteronomy or Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy.
So in Deuteronomy 31:6. I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. Deuteronomy 31:6. And it reads, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. If you believe in God, my friend, if you believe in the Lord, if you have faith in God, let me tell you something. It does not matter what tribulation you're going through. It does not matter what change you're going through, because God is with you. So be strong and courageous and have faith in the Lord, because you do not need to be afraid, because you are perfected in love. And if you are perfected in love, fear cannot prevail in you. And if you don't know that, then go ahead and listen to the episodes on fear, because you need to listen to that right now, okay? Because again, do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. If you believe in the Lord, God is going to be right next to you wherever you go. And that is the most amazing thing about Christianity, is knowing that God is with you right there and there. And he really is. Because trust me, my life is a living testimony that God is right next to me 24/7. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Even when you mess up, he is going to be there with you. Right? Obviously, there's real repentance. That in mind, okay? He will never leave you nor forsake you, okay? excuse me, I'm tired. So keep that in mind. That's so important, that's so powerful, and it's kind of making me want to cry too, because it is so important and so powerful that you understand that. So now let's go to Hebrews 13:8. So I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. It's pretty short. So just come on, let's go, guys. Hebrews 13:8. Obviously, I know how to say that one. Hebrews. Hebrews 13:8. Okay, and I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. And we read. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. God's same, right? Like everything that we've been talking about, God is the same. God has not changed. God will not change, because God is perfect, and God does not need to change, because he is absolutely perfect. And perfection cannot be changed, because if perfection is changed, then it becomes imperfect. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of it. So it becomes imperfect. Now, imperfect beings like us human beings, we do need to be perfected. We do need to be improved, and that's why we change. God doesn't change, but we change because we need to be perfected. So change is good, because it perfects us, it makes us better, it helps us grow, it helps us, you know, deal with other situations, it helps us become better individuals, it helps us succeed in life, it helps us succeed in areas, it helps us grow in different areas. Okay. So now let's go to Isaiah 43:19. I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. And while I give you guys a few more seconds to get there, I'm gonna kind of keep on elaborating on Hebrews, what we were talking about. And again, it's just remembering that God is the same today, yesterday, always, forever, future, every single day. Okay? God will never change. We do change, but God will never change. So again, I repeat Isaiah 43:19. So look for that one and we'll read it. And it says, Isaiah 43:19. See? I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Let's read that one more time. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Something new is here. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Don't you see that this is something new? Yeah, there's change, but it's new. Something exciting is going to come from this, because we trust in the Lord, we believe in God. So we know that something new is going to happen. Something great is going to happen. Something incredible is going to occur, because we believe in the Lord. And that's what matters. Okay? That's what matters. Okay, I am making a way in the wilderness and streams and the wasteland. God is with you. Okay, so when change comes, God's gonna make way, and you're gonna make a way, and you both are gonna be working together, and change is gonna happen. Something incredible is gonna occur. Okay, now let's go to James 1:17. I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. James 1:17 is very powerful, and I kind of moved this up by accident. There we go. It's very powerful. And I just want you to keep recalling, and I'm reading all of these. I don't think I'm gonna read all 25. So if you wanna read all 25, it's gonna be in the link down below. Because I don't think I'm gonna have time to go over all 25 verses. But each of these verses is very important to reassure us that change is good when it comes from God. Now, when bad change comes, we just have to trust the Lord so good things happen because of that bad change. Because again, I repeat to you, and I'm actually gonna look up that verse. While you look for James 1:17, I'm gonna look up for the verse. What's it called? God will use the bad things used against you for you. It doesn't really go like that, but that's the whole point of it. And that's Genesis 50:20. And it says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." You see, that's very valuable. So that's Genesis 50:20, if you want to keep that, you know, in your mind or somewhere. "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." And that's what God does. Okay. So if you were able to find James 1:17, let's read it. "Every good and perfect gift is from above. If you recognize that, you'll go well. I can assure you. Coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." Exactly. Every gift that God gives you, every new beginning, every change that is good, everything that is good, it comes from God. Everything that is good comes from God. Because every good and perfect gift is from above. It's from God, okay? God doesn't change, but he brings you these gifts of change and new beginnings and new things and new people to be able to help you grow. And that's what the whole point of this verse is saying, is that God does not change, but he's the one that gives you all of this good stuff so that you can grow and become better, okay? That's what it wants you kind of to recall, okay? Now let's read Psalm 18:2. And I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. But again, I just want you to recall that, okay? That God just wants you to understand that he doesn't change, but the good change that comes into your life is sent from him to better you, to help you grow, to help you become better, okay? So it says Psalm 18:2. "The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and deliverer." Those are three important things. My rock, he never changes. My fortress never changes. And my deliverer, he frees me. He helps me. He aids me. Again, bad change comes, he frees us from that bad change. Change comes, doesn't matter. Change comes because God is rock. He's a fortress. He's not going to change. He's not going to move. He's going to be right there, stuck right there. Stability. Okay? And God is my rock in whom I take refuge. He's the rock that I take refuge. He's the stability that I hold on to. My shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. He's what I can hold on to. When things come unstable, when an earthquake occurs, you kind of want to hold on to something, right? That's what happens. When change comes, it kind of goes like an earthquake, kind of feels like an earthquake. But if you're holding on to that rock, nothing can affect you. That earthquake cannot touch you because you're holding on to that powerful rock that can't be unbroken, that can't not be broken, okay? And that is the whole point of Psalm 18:2, to state that, okay? Now we're going to read Romans 12:1-2, and I'll give you guys a few more seconds to get there. Okay, this one's a little bit longer. And while you're getting there, I just want to say that I just kind of want to elaborate a little bit more back on, you know, the previous verse that we were talking about, and it's that God is a rock. He is there for us. We cannot fear change. We should not fear change because God is with us. So why are we allowing change to affect us? And it has affected me, and I have allowed it to affect me in multiple ways and multiple times. And that's what we have to reflect on. That's what we have to understand, okay? So Romans 12:1-2, and it says, "Therefore, I urge you," we've read this here, "therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So I'm going to clear something up. Actually, I thought we read this one here, but we didn't. I think. I don't know. I don't remember now. But I do want to clear something up. God's not saying give your bodies, like give your body, like sacrifice, like bleed. No. That's not God. That's satanic. No. That's not from Jesus, all right? What God's saying is give yourself as a sacrifice, okay? That change is coming in, right? Accept the change, but know that God is with you. That is the whole purpose of this. God is renewing you. God is renewing your mind, contrary to the world. Because if you don't believe in God, it's very, God can't really do much, right? Because God is like, they're at your door, he's knocking, but you're not letting him in. So what can he do? He can't clean your home. He can't clean your house. Like, think about it this way. You got something messed up in your house, like a stove or something. It doesn't work, and you call the electrician, like, hey, you know, I need some help. I need some help fixing the stove. I need to fix that thing too, and you know, whatever, right? And then the electrician or whoever you call, the construction worker, whoever you call, comes to your house, knocks on the door, and you're just like, yeah, I'm not leaving. The construction worker or the electrician is like, what? What do you mean you're not letting me in? You literally were asking for help. You were calling me for help. And now you're not going to let me in? How am I supposed to help you? I can't help you from now to here. Like, if you don't let me in, I can't help you. That's the whole point of God. That's the whole thing with God. God wants you to let him in so that you can be changed. So that change that occurred over your stove being broken or whatever, not really the stove, but it's metaphorically speaking, right? That change can be aided by God. The only way you can be aided by God is if you let him in. That's the whole point of this. If you let him in, it'll work. Transform by the renewing of your mind. That's why it's different to the pattern of the world. Do not conform to the pattern of the world. Conform to God. Because conforming to God will transform you in multiple ways than one. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Like that, you'll know and understand what God's purpose with this change is, how he's going to better you with this change, and so on and so forth. Okay? So this is going to be, I think, the last one, the last Bible verse. We'll see. Which is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And I'll give you guys a few seconds to get there. Which is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And we're going to read that one. Yeah, I think we're going to read that one. And then I think then we're just going to really pray and kind of submerge ourselves in the presence of God. And then we're going to end it there. Okay, so Philippians. So this would be number 10, the one that I'm reading. So I read up to number 10. There's 25. There's a bunch. So if you want to read them, they're going to be in the description below. Okay, I always link the description below. Everything that I kind of use, the Bible verses, the articles that I use, I always link down below because I like to cite my sources. I'm very education freak, so I also like to give that information to you so you can read and you can understand things better and understand articles that are supporting the word of God. That's some weird Spanglish that I did there. Are supporting the word of God, okay? So Philippians 4, 6 through 7, it says. Ooh, we read this one here. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, in prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Do not be worried about the change. Do not be worried about this. Do not be worried about that. When we talked about stress and anxiety, what did I say, y'all? And if you did not listen to that one, go and listen to that one when you finish this one. Because it's very important that you understand all of that, okay? You need to watch season one, then you gotta watch season two, and you gotta watch all these stuff, because it's very, very, very important. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition. Ooh, excuse me. Excuse me, I'm very tired today, apparently. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer or petition. Do not be anxious. Change comes, pray fast. be in the presence of the Lord, because that is how you will know that everything's gonna be okay and that change will not harm you, okay? Okay? So keep that in mind and remember that, okay? Do not be anxious. Do not be stressing out because there's change coming in. And I know, and I'm reminding myself of this too, because sometimes I forget too. And I get that. And I've been a Christian for 8 years, and I know these words. I know these Bible verses. But sometimes you just have to remind yourself, because sometimes you forget, okay? And that's okay, all right? But the way to help our mental health not go crazy is, remember, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Exactly. If you present them to God, if you go in your secret place and you close your door and you kneel down, you go, God, I don't know what this change in my life is gonna bring me. I don't know what this change in my life is gonna do to me. But my Lord, all I am doing is trusting in you. And I know that whatever happens, that your glory will be shown and that you will help me grow. That's what you need to say. That's what you need to understand. Okay? And that is so powerful. Okay? So those were all the Bible verses that I wanted to talk about. But before we leave, I wanted to just pray, and I just wanted to kind of, you know, just come into God's presence and just be there a little bit with God, okay? But before I give my ending prayer, I do want to give a very powerful prayer, and I want you to repeat this prayer with me, because, and I think it's very important, and it kind of comes from Philippians 4, 6 through 7, okay? So wherever you are, if you please can, if you're driving, like, if you can stop somewhere, please do, because this is very powerful and you need to repeat this. Now, if you can't close your eyes or whatever, you can repeat it, please go ahead and do so, right? Because repeating this, because your tongue is the most powerful thing ever. Whatever you say from your tongue, you will believe it, it will happen. If you call yourself ugly, you'll feel ugly. If you call yourself beautiful, you will be beautiful. And that is something that's very important. Okay, so when you repeat this, this is gonna truly transform your life, okay? So wherever you are, if you please can, close your eyes, lift up your hands, kneel down, just repeat after me, okay? Okay? So, and this prayer is for us to understand that whatever change is happening in our lives, that God will use it for the better, okay? So repeat after me. God, we thank you for the changes that you have brought into our lives. We thank you because we know that you have not abandoned us even in the worst moments of our lives. We thank you that even if change might be alarming or might have caused us some anxiety, we depart ourselves from that anxiety. We depart ourselves from any malicious thoughts. We depart ourselves from sin, and we depart ourselves from things that might be causing us fear or worry. Because my Lord, today we put our undefined faith, our complete faith, we put it in you. We completely trust in you, my God, because you are the powerful and only Lord. You are the God of all gods. You are the King of all kings. And your word says in Philippians 4, 6 through 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition. Your word says that we must pray and put petition, and we must not be anxious. And that is what we are doing here today. We are putting prayer and petition, my God, on the changes that are occurring in our lives, so that we may be able to give thanksgiving and be at peace with you, as you will guard our hearts and our minds, because you are Christ Jesus. And whatever change is occurring now in our lives will help us grow and will bring us closer to the purpose you have set out for us, and will allow us to understand our identities better, and will allow us to live a more peaceful and happier life. My Lord, protect us from the bad changes that might be occurring as well. Because your word says, my God, in Genesis 50:20, You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So we thank you, my Lord, for your glory. We thank you for this day, and we thank you for being there with us through thick and thin. And my Lord, we cover our minds, our thoughts, our families, our hearts, our lives, the changes that occur, our fears, the anxieties that might come to us, the fears that might come to us. We rebuke that and we cover everything, our minds and just everything, my Lord, that is good, with your blood, your holy armor, and your oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God, amen, amen, and amen. That was so powerful, so please stop repeating because that was pretty much it. But thank you so much for that. And now I'm just going to pray. Please do not repeat after me, because this is just going to be me praying. And, you know, I kind of pray like a little bit fast, so kind of go with the flow. So I don't think you'll be able to like catch up with me, because I kind of read, you know, pray a little bit slower so you guys can read. No, repeat after me. But now do not repeat after me. Okay, I'm just going to pray. So where we are, keep, you know, your hands lifted and so on and so forth. Keep your eyes closed, kneel down. Do what you gotta do to show respect to God, okay? Again, do not repeat after me. God, we come into your presence, well, we continue in your presence, my Lord, and we thank you for this day. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for this podcast, and we thank you for these two episodes that were so important when it comes to change, and we thank you for that, my Lord. We thank you because you have impacted us not only in the inside, but also on the outside. You have allowed us to understand in our minds, my God, and you have allowed us to cope with change in this very moment. Change in our lives is going to be now completely different, as you have allowed us to view it through a different mindset, through a different perspective. And we thank you, my Lord, for that. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, my God, because you are protecting our mental health in this podcast. Because I might be using my vocals, but my Lord, you are the one that is speaking through me. So I thank you for that. And we thank you that not only them, my God, but also I am here being imparted with wonderful information that is going to help me when it comes to change. So my God, we thank you for their lives. We thank you for my life. We thank you for the lives of all of us. And we just thank you for everything that you do. And we cover our minds, our hearts, our dreams, our passions, and everything that is good, my Lord, with your blood, your holy armor, and your oil, my Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God, amen, amen, and amen. That was so powerful. So yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, this has been the Confident Podcast, where we talk about mental health at a godly level with your host, Miss Emily Dell. So if you're listening to this on Anchor, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this to, follow the podcast, give it a rating, share it with your family and friends, share it with your abuelita if you have to. And yeah, but if you're watching this on YouTube, give this video a thumbs up. Subscribe and hit that post notification so you can get notified every time that I post. And comment down below if you like this video. Also, I forgot to mention that if you're watching this through podcast, you can also do polls. So do polls if you want to. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for watching once again. And yeah, God bless y'all. Bye.